existing human rights norms. The family is recognized in various international commitments and obligations. International documents recognize that in different cultural, political and social systems, various forms of the family exist and that while these systems have to be protected, the rights of individuals within them must also be protected and ensured, including those of women and girls. However, the concerted effort by some states to move away from the language of various forms of families to one that protects the concept of the traditional family are concerning. These efforts must be challenged. While these instruments make way for protection and the inclusion of a broad definition of the family, they are continuously being challenged and thereby the rights of individuals within a range of families are being undermined. The push towards limiting sexual rights and ensuring holistic SRHR has seen increasing efforts to use the avenue of protecting the family, i.e. the traditional family, as a means of doing so. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights UDHR calls on the protection of the family in Article 16. This is used narrowly and selectively by those who are pushing for the protection of the family. Article 16 ensures one man and women of full age, without any limitation due to race, nationality or religion, have the right to marry and to found a family. They are entitled to equal rights as to marriage, during marriage and at its dissolution. 2. Marriage shall be entered into only with the free and full consent of the intending spouses. 3. The family is the natural and fundamental group unit of society and is entitled to protection by society and the state United Nations. Note reference, 24. This article refers to all individuals as having equal rights to married life and rights within a family unit. It does not refer to only a man and woman or to the family unit being one that has been built by a man and woman.